Hello, everyone. This is Blake Ruby. I'm driving from San Antonio to Houston. My wife is driving. We're in our car. 2016 Camry going down Interstate 10 East. Got about 150 miles to go to Houston. My wife, she's flying out early Monday morning on her way to Tokyo, Japan, to visit one of her two daughters, Kathy. Been living there a long time. She teaches English at a university there. Anyway, it's been a good week. Now, 56 degrees outside, overcast. As I mentioned, we're driving down Interstate 10 at about 70 miles an hour. Next week, I'll be back to my computer at home. Skype with my headphones. Anyway, I'm the author of The Great Brain and the Golden Soul, available in the Kindle, Amazon Kindle bookstore. It's a book about spiritual matters, spiritual truth, spiritual subjects. Tonight, I'd like to talk about some of my subjects in the book. I have 30 chapters, all kinds of different subjects that I'm going to talk about with you tonight. First of all, spirit. You know, when we sleep, our spirit, or our astral body, leaves physical body, travels dreamland, if you will. It is connected by a bluish silver cord. If that cord is severed, he dies. But as we're dreaming, the people who know how to do astral projection, that cord follows them wherever they go with an infinite nature stretch across the universe, basically. I'm Bob Singer. I've been singing for quite a while. When I first joined the Army, in 1982, I did 22 years of service. Went through basic training at AIT. I started out in the infantry. That's the thing. It's 3 months. One thing I realized right away was I had a knack for singing cadence, marching, and running. And so later on, I went to a karaoke place. That was 1984, 12 years later after I joined the Army. I kind of got the bug to keep on doing karaoke, and throughout the years afterwards, I sang for hundreds of karaoke. And then when I moved to San Antonio, I started working on acapella singing. Then I was downloading these songs from the internet, karaokeverse.com. And the music is really good. Songs like Stairway to Heaven by Led Zeppelin, Hotel California by the Eagles, just like real songs. So I built up a repertoire of songs, about maybe 150. Not including Christmas Carol, which I know very well. The patriotic songs. Anyway, one of my songs is Spirits in the Material World by Police. I sang that yesterday. Have you ever thought about the way you push it? You've heard that song. It's a pretty good song. It goes like this. There is no police in post-solution. To our troubles and dementia. Got no fence and constitution. There is no bloody revolution. And those words are significant because even though I didn't have faith in competition, but that the police, I think they're English, they're really terrible, hard to think. But the point of that song, those words I'll say more after, is that But the Constitution was written to support the revolution. How is that applicable to us now in this day and age? Well, it is, in a way, it's not. I'm sure you agree with that. Anyway, it goes on to say, our so-called leaders speak with words that try to jail you. They subjugate the weak. But it is the rhetoric of failure. And then the last verse goes, where does the answer lie? Living from day to day. Is it something we can buy? There must be another way. Our spirits in the material world, our spirits in the material world, our spirits. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, that's who we are. We are spirits. We come from the spirit world. Personally, I think we all will eventually know. Some people, they don't do the right things in this life. As I mentioned, that's being issues. It all depends on what you've done in this life. In my opinion, we're living in the university of the universe. How about that for the words? It's this planet we live on. It is like a school. And the object is graduating. And how we treat other people is paramount. It is very important. Is whether or not we don't graduate. In other words, we go this life, a different life. But if you look down the line, but in a different body. So, please keep in mind, every interaction that you have with anyone is being reported to heaven. And on Judgment Day, that day, if you don't know that we don't know the future, right? Then we'll have the review of your life. And the judgment, of course, your creator, mother, father, creator, and spirit, because we're living in the universe of the Father. I think it's possible in the beginning, you know, to be a big here on earth. You can't have any children without putting a father away. You can't be a father without a mother. You can't be children without a mother. And I believe that reference starts to put that because they have a spirit of the father. Then they are the greater gods of our souls. And not necessarily for those advanced souls they have been born another son in another galaxy. That they will return to that. They have different co-creator gods. Co-creator spirit parents. Anyway, so the spirit, if we leave the body, this is the body. If we have one, there's a one gender than another. Female spirit and a male spirit. Usually, the female spirits will be born or incarnated to a female body. But same with male spirits being born into a male body. Sometimes it's the opposite. Male spirits bring into a female body. And I've talked about that before in a previous show. That's why we have people who are what they call gay. There's nothing wrong with them, they're on their soul journey. It's very difficult for them. That's a condition to have. What is life? Maybe the base product that's where it's going to spin. Bad way, lack of a better way of describing it, it's like a member of the opposite sex, the past life. You know what I mean? For the spirit. So, we have a spirit in our body. That that night, to go to the three lab, then refresh itself, so we can cope with our daily problems, the issues that are on our minds. They're all sorted out in the altar. Well, what does the spirit look like? And to these regular cows. What's cow? Not enjoying that still for life. Feeding crowd. Anyway, so the spirit, come out. What happens when we die, right? And steady eating, I mentioned about steady eating last week. I read her book, Embraced by the Light. I said it's one of the most profound things you're ever experienced ever. She's on the New York Times bestseller list for ages. She had a strike me as dying. She died at her bleeding death. But thankfully, death for 20 minutes. She said her spirit came out of her body. What did they have? Popped out of the body, came out of her chest, top of the head, or elsewhere. Sometimes when people die, they age in terms of illness. An angel or a deceased relative popped out of the body. So what does it look like? To be like milky white, have a milky white outline, silver, bluish, mainly, but also has colors of the rainbow. Could mean translucent. Means white, perfect, transparent. According to Sylvia Brown, recently deceased Sylvia Brown, the late great Sylvia Brown, that great psychic medium, I read a few of her books. Person. May God bless her. Yeah. I'm sure that's what she did. She said that we have. So the internal wards of the inside, but they're kind of like the opposite mirrors that kind of thing, that's the way they are right now. But what I've learned from reaction is that people is that they also have the same facial characteristics, physical characteristics, hair, same kind of body. When we get to heaven, as you may have heard, we have got the people like Evan Israel, boy goes to heaven, sees his grandfather, right? And his father asked him, hey, he shows him pictures of his father when he was young, when he was old. He showed the picture when he was old. And he said, no, that was him. He showed the picture when he was young. Yeah, that's him. He does. He revert back to about an age 34. Well, now for the people that die before age 30, if there are two souls, right, the inner soul, that is your first incarnation, then they'll have to be brought up to the age 30 mold. That's just like the greatest children. But if they're bad souls, then they'll automatically revert to the age 30 mold. So, what about the spirit? It's light as air, very mobile. You can move by several different ways. By the speed of thought, one of these that first can instantaneously be there. Or you can travel in a conventional mode, like walking off the ground or just above the ground. Or floating above the ground or flying like Superman. How about that? That'd be great. And I know I'm kind of bouncing around here from one subject to the other. So much to talk about. My book has it all there. I've seen it. And the subjects are very kind of esoteric, you know, this secret kind of stuff. But it was before. To me, that's what we used to identify with for all these years, many years, right? Why is I publishing? This information is my to be understand. But think about this. All the vital, not the elders, Time is right. Things are different. Now, technology is improving this. Much really needs to have more technology. We don't want to have control. Contact. They build robots. They want to take control of humanity. Well, I'm back. Here we are driving down Interstate 10, and we're behind two trucks here. And I pray that God will keep us safe. Always, when I get on the road, how about you? Do you say a prayer? Lately, I've been saying prayers. It's a good thing to do on these. Anyway, I was talking about the Spirit, the nature of the Spirit, when we get to heaven. And that's another thing, too, I was talking before about graduating from this existence. And I think that all of us will. You've heard about ghosts, of course. Ghosts are people that were just like us, right? They die suddenly and violently. And they don't know that they're dead. And they could have been as ghosts for hundreds of years even. And they still continue to exist. And then, of course, there's the people that they do evil things. You know, one reason or another, they murder, they abuse people, they don't believe in God, they don't believe in a higher power. And those people go beneath the earth's surface. Now, down below the surface of the earth, there are very deep darkness. Speaking of darkness, it's getting dark here. And so, there is a place in the center of the earth called hell, which is God's jail, if you will. It's a form of punishment. It's all spirit to those evil things. And like a jail, I believe they are released after time. They could be there for a long time. Although in the spirit realm, there is time planning like this as we do it. Well, like Hitler, for example, could still be in hell after all these years. And for him, I think it's just like yesterday, said he. They say 1 minute in heaven would be like 1,000 years here. I don't quite understand it. I've got very difficult to explain. But I think most people have an idea of what that's like. So, with the Spirit, it seems funny that it can go down, stay on here in the plane, it can go up, ascend. The lowest heaven, according to my studies, is above the cloud. There's a realm. The physical realm was, but there's buildings in the book, Saved by the Light, Danny and Brinkley, a very famous near-death experience. He had very traveled to this realm. There was a lot of physical, very fascinating near-death experience. What about the real heaven, the highest heaven? Paul and the Bible and John, it is the third heaven, the highest heaven. Well, they just jumped about the image. Okay, one of them, a world of fire. You go out there, space 93 million miles away, that matrix from our solar system. Synergy control, rotation, revolution of planets. Yes, it is a world of fire. The first special fire that the interesting fire is called every second synergy, tons of helium, carbon, and hydrogen. But the question is, ladies and gentlemen, whether or not the spirit can exist in the fire. could actually be on the flight deck. So watch between the cat. Well, you might ask yourself if the fire is bright, burning strongly as the sun. Well, yes. First off, spirits living in lake fire and hell. Well, logically, if spirit is down there in hell, burning lake fire, which that's one of the other form of punishment. Although I don't believe that there is eternal damnation, my logic is this. I'm a father, I have a son who lives in L.A. My wife, she has two daughters. So we're parents. Now, our spirit parents have created our souls, our spirits, a very loving. But why would they, and they're, I think, more loving than we are, right? Logically, yes. They love us very much. God loves them. They created the universe. Started all this. Our co-creator spirit parents, they can be called consciousness. But they are cast full in the same God, and they are going to hold them. So, the spirit is consistent. What is the son? And exists in that environment. When we get there, this book, we take you on a trip into heaven. There weren't many books about that subject. Jesse Duplantis, in his book, Heaven, Close Encounters of the Divine Kind, it's in heaven. It was like a vision for its being. It really was a near death experience. He found himself there, all of a sudden, lying in bed next to him. He could leave this transported spirit to heaven. He said it was like another world, like a planet. I'm trying to fight. Well, hello. I don't know of any planets playing that. Other than that, wait, what is that? They call it the sun. It's like they call it the moon. It's really a different sun. I don't think I have an atmosphere for some planet special to have an atmosphere. But, we look at the sun, mainly like a star. And we look at these bars of the sky, and they're really sun. So it's a play on words, really, but we know that our sun is brow. And it's all like a planet, well, much higher. We confuse meaning of objects. You know what I mean? Let me look. Let's say that you got it. You good life. You tried to love people. You prayed for people. You were generous in nature. You gave to charity. You went to church. Believed in a higher power. Whether you were different religions, whether Buddhist, or Muslim, or Islam, or Vishnu, Christian, whatever. You were a good person. Whether or not you believe Jesus is the superior for me, I don't believe that that's superior. I think being our spirit mother and father, spirit and soul, spirit, we can have a relationship that's directed down to the end of the spirit. I know that Jesus came here to earth 2,000 years ago to save our world because it was being saved. But when he said, it says this is the Bible, there's a lot of things in the Bible that I don't believe. I think they could be misinterpreted, but when he says that there's ways the Father that you need, I would be in the most point of getting there, does Jesus. That's my opinion. I'm trying to do it right. I'm going to. Anyway, so, let's say we take the good life, gratitude that fire. Maybe you might be transported in the chariot of the angels being driven to absolutely best place to go to heaven. Remember the book, 90 Minutes of Heaven, written by Don Piper? He was in a terrible car accident. A semi rolled over to a Ford Escort. His bike was seen by a car, one of his arms, and he was all but dead. He had a near-death experience. He found himself at the pearly gates. And he burned ancient things. He attempted to use 50 methods. He's relevant as well. You might find yourself also at the pearly gates. You might find yourself somewhere outside the holy city, which exists. At the center of the whole city, you have the cloak of the Spirit, Mother, and Father, and Jesus in heaven. Heaven is made of spirit pattern. The sign is sun. The sun is the spirit pattern. But you hear what the sun is actually the spirit. And it's a building block of the physical matter. It's called the Epidrag. All physical matter comes from spiritual matter. But you look at the spirit world compared to the physical world. Compare that. Remember an old Polaroid camera with the pictures. You have the negative and you have the right picture to the top. That's the way you compare earth with heaven. The colors are so much more intense there. Beautiful, beautiful. Bright colors, radiating. There are trees, flowers. The flowers are beautiful. They have intelligence. Betty Eady's near-death experience. She said she would walk on grass, beautiful, deep grass. She could feel it underneath her feet. Look how she walked on flowers. And then we'd bump right after she'd walk and then sprint back up, but they would look at her as she walked by. But they had a mind of their own. Beautiful flowers. Back then, they were subjugated and great small part of it. The whole part of it was missing. So they sang a lot of beautiful, my wife back in America, remember some gospel service at the chapel by Air Force Base chapel. The gospel song was that they began before they came to America, you know, they just have to be. Oh, by the way, in the book, Martin Despard Campbell wrote the book, said he was called by the Inspector Gresham as the person being fought for it. Came from the ring approximately 1,500,000 years ago. How about Black Frank in the Yellow Ring? Black Frank settled in Australia. And the Yellow Ring settled in China and France. They came from the planet in our Milky Way galaxy called Bacchus-Uranus. Anyway, they were very highly developed. They came from the spaceship. And that's what... That was the first people on Earth. When they got here, it was like a beautiful paradise. Jungle in some areas. These are the animal life. Back then, they had like 30 feet rocks in them. You know, that's really 30 feet long or more. Boa constrictors and a carpet. And they had some things to do, sensors. But of course, they had a very sophisticated weaponry. Being very advanced, technologically. Anyway, other breath. Went back to, you know, black people. Came from Africa. Enslaved here in America. That's where the Shiwan and other people get the song. They make the song. Anyway, so, chariots take people to heaven. If you want to go to heaven, chariot, I do that. Archangel Gabriel, you know him. There's also Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Albert Michael is the defender. He's the head of the angels. Just like Lucifer is in charge of the demon, the bad spirit. Yep, they do have a purpose. Archangel Uriel is the messenger. And another day, I'll talk more about different types of angels. They have dominion, principalities, powers, fortune, cherubims, and seraphims. Because the throne room of God is seeing as a king cherubim and seraphim. The seraphim are burning very brightly. And that's another thing about the spirit. As I mentioned in my book, my website was right there for EBS Radio. We are here on Earth, I believe, one of the people to learn the part as spirits of life. The purpose of being here is to increase our life. The meaning for spiritual life. And one day, the being of the universe, and that would be, can you imagine being the expression of the danger of the universe? Big Bang. If we're talking about a spirit of existence, that's a galaxy. Okay. You can't consider it in yourself if you think small or tremendously large. But the light, because I put into the sun, is so bright. And that's why if the whole teaches us to develop ourselves spiritually here on Earth, because the goal is to increase our life. So when we get to heaven, then we won't have the throne. I mean, the physical realm is the world, but different planets, every planet which have all these, which are different levels of evolutionary problems, if you will, like ladders on the evolutionary ladder. So, what's back to heaven? What else? So let's say Archangel Gabriel Chariot just landed in heaven. Welcome, whatever your name is, to heaven. Then the goodbye. Believe in God. Believe that Jesus saved. Died on the cross and was resurrected. You've done many good things. Good, good works. Enjoy heaven. Death deserves. So if you look around, what you see is the beauty of all these colors. Needles, grass, beans, trees, all like birds, animals, I see lions, I see lambs, dogs, your favorite pets, their lives are there, they need you. That bird will find that in a beautiful joy and beauty. Then you go, what else? Probably most. The next thing about him is that you're going to be there with people who live on earth. Throughout the century, the culture, era, patriarchs and the lions will be there. The site, the sites of great things, being built throughout our history. They may not be there, however, there are exceptions because people need to incarnate back into the world. They need our planet Earth, around the world, throughout the universe, right? Because God has created many planets like ours. Because this isn't a fallen accident, you know? Consider the life here on Earth, as I mentioned in previous shows, all the different kinds of life, and you know there are many thousands of different kinds of bodies. Different reproductions and perhaps the types of bodies of the bodies that are incredible bodies, because our creator is a wonderful creator body and capable of creating sentient beings to the universe is teeming with life. So, did this happen all by accident here on Earth? Logically, it could happen by elsewhere. I'm not sure even the most skeptical atheists could think that, right? And if, however, there is God, which is based on all life, all vegetation, if that God has power and the knowledge of being this life, logically, that God could have the power to create the same life or the different life we can imagine to be. Star Trek, Star Wars, and she's simply creatures of the same thing. Really, I've heard done by someone to mess with these beings elsewhere without alien beings. And they're all positive things, negative things. They're positive things. So, Thank you. definitely still eating meat because the animals are being turned into extinct because they won't have the same bodily functions from the European species. Well, we don't need to control our bodies to survive on this. I'm a vegan myself. I said in the movie to show vegan / vegetarian. But we know that
I'm holy city.
brain and body system, a whole different experience. Yeah. That's what I was trying to say. Anyway, so, good and great being around the top God, all the things that they redeem, all the redeemed spirits, all the pain starts in the Bible, all their brain are being for a whole okay. So everybody, I'll say a quick prayer. Wishing you all a good week next week. Dear God, do create joy for spirit and soul, spirit, mother and father, who are both being God, both being God, and give the whole earth. I can also pray to the universe to create the game. Create everything. Create your arms, pray that bless the body. Bless all of us. Guidance, ways of righteousness, help us develop spiritually. Help us pray for each other, that is key to helping each other. Thank you, Fred. Thank you for our blessing. Thank you for our existence. Thank you. We love you, the age of one, for our blessing. Great. Until next week, everyone, take care. I love you. This place will be the office of bravery, soul. Okay, goodbye.